Hello, we are Let's Chat. Welcome to a new program. Today we'll discuss a very common topic in our daily life, cybercrime and social media. So let's start with a question. How does our life is being affected by cybercrime and social media? What is their relationship? A well-known page published a study in which cybercrime was taken into a bigger shot, where social media appeared as a perfect conductor for cybercrime to appear.
I remember when my grandma got scammed by social media more than once. When I was 10, I wanted a mini car to drive. She found a website to buy one, but it didn't have a physical store in Bucaramanga. Despite the lack of physical location, she trusted the site and ended up getting scammed. This taught me to be cautious with websites that aren't legitimate.
So how does our life is being affected by cybercrime and what is its relation with social media?
I think that social media makes you visible towards those people who want to get your information.
We are here with an audiovisual staff called Diana, and today we're going to ask her what are her thoughts about cybercrime and social media, their relationship, how can she avoid having this problem, and how can she avoid other people to face these problems.
Thank you. I think that on social media, cybercrime is a serious issue that affects people's privacy and security. I know that criminals use these platforms to steal personal information. So to prevent it, it is essential to be cautious about the information we share, use strong and unique passwords, and maybe enable two-factor authentication, and be wary of suspicious links or messages. Additionally, educating ourselves about the risk and keeping our privacy settings up to date are crucial steps to stay safe. We also can be careful about the pictures and personal information that we share in the social media.
Thank you, Diana.
You're welcome.
We will continue in the program.
How does our life is being affected by cybercrime and what is relationship with social media?
Okay, cybercrime is actually any attack of security to any related component in the website. It could be your laptop, smartphone, tablet, wherever, and all the possible routers and servers where the information goes. So how do it affect you? For example, in 2020, I think, in the USA, the elections were difficult to manage because they said China and Russia were attacking and changing the votes. So imagine they change the president according to the benefit of Russia or China in Colombia or United States or things like that. And just that's like the basic. There is more complicated things with weapons and things like that.
How does our life is being affected by cybercrime and what its relationship with social media?
Our lives are being affected because you could get robbed or they can know where you live, and it's dangerous in social media because there's a lot of people that show their life to life and people can know it, and that's dangerous.
But not all is bad. People use social media for different reasons, like because they are bored to talk with other people, and it doesn't mean that social media is bad. Because some people don't know how to use it responsibly, I am not telling you how to think, I am saying another angle of this topic. A well-known study has shown that small percentage of people who have social media use it for deceiving, stealing, and more. Unlike many others, people respect the time of the people that they're overconfident with social media.
Now, for ending today's program, we'll go back to the analysis of the people interviewed answers. Unlike other people, their answers given were very complex, and they got back to the social media affair, and argued it was the most used medium to commit cybercrime. Yet, they said there were ways in which people could protect themselves from this, and use social media for what it was created, have fun with friends and communication. Thanks for your time, and see you next time!